We're good. Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, August 12th. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Schumacher is absent. Edmund?
Here.
Pasola?
Here.
Milshewski is absent. Gatz is also absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
And Millen?
Here.
Thank you.
Recognition of our visitors. We just have our
Friends of the Library.
Yes. Any amendments to the agenda? No amendments. Any no presentations? Okay, so we can look over our minutes and for approval. We had a personnel committee meeting and also our standard trustees meeting. Make a motion that we approve the personnel committee meeting Monday, July 8th, and the board of trustees meeting for Monday, July 8th as well, as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Okay, sure. Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
Do we have any correspondence, Shelley?
No correspondence.
Okay. No public comment. Friends of the Library report.
Oh, that was quick. Well, the Friends of the Library we have two big fundraisers every year, the mini golf in February, and which is coming up, our 15th annual musical sale, which is coming up on Saturday and Sunday, August 31st and September 1st. And the hours on Saturday is 9 to 4, and we're doing 10 to 3 on Sunday, September 1st. And if you look around, you see that we have a lot of folks. It looks to me like more than ever. And there's
all the children's are back in tech service.
Oh, wow.
Back there too.
Okay. That's so more than usual. A lot.
Every year there's more.
Yes.
It seems like it. But I enjoy setting this up, and that's going to happen not this week, but next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Because I like to sort things and stuff. So I like to do the books in here. And we get it done. We've got volunteers, and it'll get done. And I'm hoping it will be as successful as our other ones have. And this will be, like I said, our 15th annual. So that's all I really have to report. Any questions about that?
No,
okay.
Thank you.
I hope you guys come to it.
Yes.
It's a fun couple of days.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay. No staff comment. Shelly, are you going to the report of the treasurer?
I can. Yeah. My credit card has a payment in there for our library bond, our surety bond.
Okay.
Our annual. There's a payment for the Tribune subscription renewal. That's, I believe, on an 8-week renewal.
Okay.
We had, on page 14, the DLL Financial Services. I had them bill me for the upcoming month because I kept getting a late fee.
Oh.
Because we just missed the billing period, so that's why we have two payments this
okay.
month. So we can get, I've always had them write off the late fee, but so now we can get back on track with that. On page 15, there is the last item under Bergreenstein Newman. That's our attorneys.
Yes.
So that was a charge to go over our HVAC contract with Oak Brook Mechanical. Everything else is, we had a Trico bill in there for that's our preventative maintenance and the $1,600 one was preventative maintenance and a charge on our refrigerant in this room as well.
Okay.
And a boiler repair charge.
Okay.
Other than that, that's the report.
Okay, so then I make a motion that we pay our bills for the amount of, let's see here, total bills for the amount of $31,411.76 in the payroll for a total of $39,607.52 for a total disbursement of $71,019.28.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Pistola.
Yes.
Forrest Hall.
Yes.
Garcia.
Yes.
Millen.
Yes.
And Hedman.
Yes.
Report from our director.
We have quite a few programs coming up for the fall. One of them is it's going to be a series that Mike has found. The company is called Safe and Secure Online. They're a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
And so they're going to be presenting to seniors and older adults, and this first presentation that they're going to be doing on Wednesday, August 21st, is cybersecurity and covering scams.
That's good.
So there's a scam out there, and I took this from Mike's flyer, called Pig Butchering, Romance Scams, and Zelle Scams. Mm-hmm. Zelle Scams are pretty self-explanatory. Romance Scams, I just heard on the radio, is when someone contacts you online, you build a friendship, relationship, and there's an intimate connection, and then they start asking for things. But the Pig Butchering, he told me to go to John Oliver, and Google that. It doesn't have anything to do with pig butchering. But I just thought that was very strange.
Right.
Yeah. So this will be a good program for our seniors and our older adults.
Oh, yeah.
He has scheduled a new local paranormal investigation team to come in. And they will be here September 4th on Wednesday. And this is the group that he went out on an actual investigation as well. So they'll talk about that to a local home here in Bristol. We had some of our past program highlights. Animals around the world were here.
I saw them.
Yeah, I shared a couple pictures. There's a bunch online as well. I think that adults enjoyed it just as much.
Always.
And we picked out four adults to hold four different animals, and then the kids lined up and they could go and pet them at the end of the event. And these adults were thrilled. It was really a good program. I believe Jeanette said there was 117 people.
That's good.
In attendance. So, yeah. And then she also did a Color with Cops Day, and I shared some of those pictures. It was quite busy in here. I think we had 6-7 policemen here coloring with the kids.
That's awesome.
Let me highlight a couple more things. Mike's starting a new Your Friend in Health series. This was a lady that I met at the Chamber event last year, and she did a whole series on health-related topics, and now she's created some new ones, and she'll start those in September. September is also Autism Awareness Month, and so Mike has found a speaker for that to speak to the caregivers, parents, and grandparents of children or adults with autism. We have Amy Kemp, author, coming for a visit on September 25th. She is an entrepreneur, and she has written a book, and she'll speak with that and on her experiences being a woman business person.
Okay.
Thomas Milchewski will be here on the 26th of September to present his Then and Now program. I believe there are two sessions for that program. Let's see here. I reached out to the school district again just to kind of follow up on our meeting we had in the fall about the student parking in here. I haven't heard back from them. I know that they're quite busy right now, but in the meantime, when school starts, I think we have the managers kind of out in the parking lot. Ted has painted the fire.
I saw it. So yes, I saw that.
We hope to keep the parents off that. I'm anticipating some arguments and things like that. But
it's bright red.
I figure if we can start that fresh in the school year and get people used to it.
Right. That's good.
And we're going to have to take the kids parking here on a case-by-case basis, I think.
Yes.
Starts on Thursday, shall we?
Oh, I know. It's always a little trying the first
in the beginning
year, getting everybody familiar and remembering our rules.
Sure.
So I said to everybody, just practice deep breathing and patience.
Yes, patience.
We had our house pump number 2 fail up in the boiler room. And so Ted and Jesus decided that we would call in Artlip and Son to come investigate on this. It was determined that we needed a new pump, so a new pump was ordered. That pump came in, and that pump was determined to be faulty.
No.
The new phone? We're waiting on another new pump.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
We relocated the printer fax scan station over by the adult room, so it's all located centrally now. And we reduced 3 public computers, so they're just not being, every computer's not being used, and we didn't feel a need to buy 3 more computers, so we're just going to kind of watch the numbers and the usage. In October, Mike has found a local bagpipe player who's going to come and do a presentation here. He is from Yorkville, and he is bringing his instructor with, and they're going to talk a bit about the history of bagpipes. So there'll be more of a presentation and music. So that will be on Saturday, October 12th, and we haven't determined the time yet. Mike also reached out to a company that does family-friendly trivia. So we're going to have a trivia night here at the library on October 24th. And we hope to make that a regular occurrence. The Hicks brothers will be back playing their ukuleles on November 4th at 5 o'clock. So Mike has kind of already started looking at the community needs and wants from the survey that we did.
That's good.
Some of that was music programs, and that, so he's really already started.
That's good.
Already starting. Our new firewall has been delivered, and so that was also in our bills list. I was able to point that out to you, but and that also had our E-rate deduction already on it.
Okay.
That's the chiller. Strategic plan. I gave you guys a copy of. This is the final one page, but I also sent you last month, I got the draft of the full 6-8 page one.
Right.
And I'll send you all of those contracts as well that we have. We're also going to put all these on our website too. So we managers are meeting next Monday to go over this and start to determine our actionable items for these, how we're going to reach all of these goals.
Okay.
So we had a managers meeting today, and so I had them, told them to take a look at this and come prepared at the meeting on Monday.
Okay.
We had a record number of people apply for our part-time library job. We had 16 people apply.
16 or 16?
16.
Okay, 16.
16. We ended up interviewing 5 prospective candidates, and from that we hired 3. So we're waiting for their backgrounds to clear.
Awesome.
Excellent. We'll be losing 2 of them.
Okay.
2 of our current ones going off to college.
Okay.
I've registered to attend the annual ILA conference in Peoria this year. It'll be in October. And Madison has completed her MERC cataloging certification. So this is a certification that Dixie actually had when she did it too. So yes, this is a big deal for her. It was a 6-month program that met weekly. Yeah. So it's pretty good. It's a big deal for her, so we're all
excited.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I also had a meeting with the Kendall County Administrator and the gentleman that is heading up the broadband initiative for Kendall County to just kind of fill me in on their progress, what's going on, and asking what types of things that our patrons are looking for as far as technology and that. So there's possibilities to partner or even have some of them present grants here as well.
Oh, that's good.
And they asked who else they thought that we would recommend they reach out to. I believe that was my report.
Okay. Our city council representative is not here. And so standing committees, we did have a personnel committee meeting tonight right before this meeting. And we went over the director's evaluation, and we can discuss this in the executive session. Unfinished business, we don't have any. And so just new business tonight.
Yep, it's just an update. This is an annual thing that we should be doing, and so we have been, is to update our disaster emergency plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I've added just a few things into it, like a definition of a PIC or person in charge.
Okay.
In case
that's
that,
good.
You know, management staff isn't here. And I'm trying to think what else is relatively new. We did the weather related emergencies.
Yes.
I've added those in here as well. And updated the vendor call list with our current vendors and their phone number contacts. So staff has this at the ready if something were to happen.
Okay.
The manager isn't here. They know who to call. And then it is updated with your information on page 34, and 35 is the most current city phone list.
Okay.
So we have a copy of this at all of the department desks, and we have it on our shared drive as well.
Okay.
And do we need to adopt this, or just update it? Update it?
Mm-hmm.
Just update it.
This is updated.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the most current.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, I make a motion that we go into the executive session for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
Second.
Okay, so the board has reviewed the annual evaluation for the director, and it has been approved, as well as an increase in 2% in her salary. And so,
yeah,
You make a vote
yeah.
to approve the increase of her salary. Roll call.
Second.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Pissola?
Yes.
Thank you.
Millen.
I'm sorry. Yes. Excuse me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So approved for her 2% increase. We do not have any new business, so I make a motion that we adjourn.
Do we approve her goals at all?
No, we don't.
Okay.